Welcome to the VMI Center for Leadership and Ethics Leader Journey Podcast.
This podcast aims to share leadership stories from our VMI Corps of Cadets and high-profile leaders who visit the Center for Leadership and Ethics in VMI Post. We're on this journey with you.
Hi there, I'm Derek Pinkham.
And hey, I'm Emily Coleman, and we're your host of the podcast. After Kevin Black, VMI Class of 99, retired from the U.S. Army, he worked hard to become a Forbes coach and leadership expert, business consultant, a professor, and an author.
In the podcast, we touched on Kevin's leadership experiences and creation of his consulting business. He's a passionate and energetic speaker, so buckle up. And without further delay, we give you Kevin Black.
Reminds me of the ancient Greeks. There's a difference between happiness and pleasure. Pleasure is of the moment. Happiness is long-term. And that's really important. Once you have that long-term goal, what you want to do, do you want to become a general in the Marine Corps or in the Air Force? That is a long-term goal, and your decision-making will affect that. You want to become the best surgeon, whatever. But you got to do that. That's the first thing. Find out your ultimate value or values. Once you do that, your decision-making will be clearer. For me, I have found a gap in leadership development. My goal is to connect leadership and strategy together. Today, they're seen as two different things. They're not. They're absolutely interrelated, but there's no voices about it. That's my goal, is to become the go-to person, the thought leader on that subject. So everything I do is based around that. My definition of leadership has four parts to it, and I'll space them out so you can hear them. Leadership is the art and science of influencing others to actualize a vision in the most constructive manner, practical. There's a reason why I have this definition. First of all, it's an art and science. What do I mean? It's a science because there's a huge body. It's over 2,000 years of knowledge, of data, information on leadership itself. So that there's a body of knowledge out there, but why it's an art is it's a stylized application. I said also the art and science of influencing others. Now notice I didn't say persuade. You have to create the kind of trust, the kind of organization that when you give a directive, you give orders, as you might say, that people will do that without having to be persuaded. That third element I mentioned was actualize a vision. And notice I didn't say task, I didn't say mission. Why? Those are easy. Those are specified. But as the fog of war comes, as you say, as change comes, sometimes obstacles occur. Sometimes opportunities pop up. And you don't have time to either report them back. You have to exploit them now or navigate them now. Do you sit there and wait, or do you keep driving forward and taking the initiative? That's what it means to actualize a vision. It means going above and beyond just what your normal task is and doing those implied tasks, getting in essence to the spirit of the law versus the letter. That's really what it means. And it means training people, developing and educating leaders to have that kind of self-confidence that they can go around orders, they can go around the directives, even disobey them if the situation calls for it, if it still achieves the ultimate vision. And finally, I said the most constructive manner, practical. Have that as things change, information changes, you have to do your best with the information and resources you have at your disposal. As George C. Marshall once says, once a thing is done, it's done, move on. So you cannot beat yourself up for perfection. So that's my definition, the art and science of influencing others to actualize a vision in the most constructive manner practical. So I teach American military history here at Scottsdale Community. I would recommend anyone read Victor Davis Hanson's The Second World Wars. It's a huge book, or watch them on YouTube, it might be easier. But why I'm telling you this is teamwork. What does that mean? It means individuals coming together for a common purpose. People as a team have to come together, figure out who you are, figure out where your strengths are, figure out where those points of conflict may come. And then once you take all the information together, then you look at the environment. What is the mission that we are required to do? What are the requirements? Is speed a requirement? Is security a requirement? Is slow, methodical pace? Is quality, or is it land grab? Once you take the dynamics of that team and then compare and contrast them to the environment, you have a formula for good teamwork. And going back to the World War II thing, read about the Americans and the British. We're both fighting the Germans, the common enemy, the Germans, Japanese. But guess what? They had two different objectives in mind. The British want to reestablish their colonies. Americans, hell no, we're not doing that. So just because you're a team does not mean you will have the same values. It doesn't mean you have to. It just means you have to come together for that same cause and then articulate what these conflicts may be and get over them. Can you anticipate the future? Can you anticipate the future? If you say, yes, I can anticipate the future, then what happens is your mindset falls into what they call a deliberate strategy. If you get an MBA, you can hear about this guy, Michael Porter. He's the patriarch of strategy. He falls into this thing called the deliberate strategy. And what that means is I want to go from A to D. I see a linear path, A, B, C, D, E. You know, you keep going down that linear path. And why? Because if you can anticipate the future, you know what's going to happen. Therefore, you manage the process to get there. But guess what? Most of the time, you don't know what's going to happen. Things happen, as your army's moving forward, your soldiers start to leave, other nations get involved in the war, they throw a wrench in your plan. That falls into what they call an emergent strategy. And this goes to what you're saying. Did I know specifically the path? Absolutely not. But I knew the highway. I knew the broad highway that allowed me to go from different lanes. And this is really what, believe it or not, the U.S. Army tries to teach us in what they call mission command, called Auftragstaktik. That's situational decision-making. And why that's important is if you create a highway, a general path, you know where you generally want to go. But what happens is as you move along, opportunities exist or pop up. Obstacles pop up and they may change your course, but they will not deviate from your general direction. So if you have the confidence to make those changes, the self-esteem, the self-knowledge, the self-awareness, knowing where your strengths are, you can navigate that fog of war, that friction, and still hit your endpoint. But it's really important though to know what that endpoint is. The author Good to Great put out an article, I think a year or two ago, and he went to West Point for some reason. He got a VMI, went to West Point for some reason to do a study. And he found that the one trait, I think it's the one decisive trait that makes leaders very effective, especially in corporate America, is the willingness to fail. And that is a fantastic, it's hard to get. I think for me, it was from, I was a four-year wrestler. Wrestling was, again, very individualistic sport, but it was all about you. If you won, it was all on you. If you failed, because it was about you, but you always continue driving. And I think at VMI, that's one thing you have a very safe place to fail, and it's okay to fail.
The CLE would like to thank the following. Alumnus Caleb Minus, Class of 20, for the intro and backing music. Find more of his musical stylings on his Instagram page, @MinusOfficial. That's @MYNUSOfficial. Colonel David Gray, USA retired, director of the VMI Center for Leadership and Ethics. And of course, as always, our podcast guests.
Find this podcast and other CLE programming information on the VMI Center for Leadership and Ethics website, or try our YouTube channel, or on Podbean. Follow the VMI Center for Leadership and Ethics on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and Instagram accounts. See you next episode of The Journey. Thanks for tuning in.